We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
One of the best to do it. Usually you can catch him 3 p.m.s on Wednesday.
P.m.s?
Now, always with the p.m.s. I'm a big p.m.s guy. But now he joins us to go ahead and get into the latest in the NFL, including with the Cleveland Browns, of Sports Talk 790 in Houston. He's also of 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. Sean Salisbury joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Sean, please save the show.
We're going in the wrong direction. You guys sound like you're ready to roll, but
We're having fun, Sean. My partner's just... You can't spit it out.
Rails. Yeah, you're supposed to get off the rails once in a while, man. That's what you're supposed to do.
You know what? You're the pick-me-up. This is why we have you. You pick us up when we're down. So there's a lot of things that we can talk about from the Browns' recent bit here. But we've been asking everybody, at 2-2, do you think the Browns are contenders?
Of course they are. And now, we always have these lists on hot take shows on television. In a month in, pretenders or contenders? I'm a big guy in taking care of your business in September, but I'm also a big guy on seeing the way you're losing or the way you're winning. Now you go back to last week. You think, well, we should beat Atlanta, missing guys on the front. They run for a lot of yards, which was uncharacteristic, giving up that many yards rushing. You know, and unfortunate. There's some not taking points with a field goal as far as. And then going for it, Stefanski made some mistakes that I'm sure he'd like to have back. And when you're third and long and you make a decision, it gets picked. I mean, and a sack before that, it's difficult, but they're not that many plays away from being 4-0. Now, that's the glass half full. The other side is at some point in time, Cincinnati and Baltimore, who play each other this week, are going to get rolling. Your schedule gets more difficult, but there's very few teams I eliminate. Now, some with the eye test guys, we can see it, right? We know. But damn, I mean, you got 13 more of them to play. I think Jacoby's been solid. Miles Garrett back. You know you can run the football. There's things that got to get better. There's no question. But contenders for what? Contenders, if we're saying now, are they in the Philadelphia Eagles or the Kansas City Chiefs League? That answer is no. But if you're asking contenders in a division, and we know how that goes, there was a time last year in the Cincinnati Bengals, quarterbacks getting knocked around. They were like in last place and then ended up in first place in the struggle. They go 10-7, get into the playoffs, and next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire and they're playing in a Super Bowl. So we're a long way from that. But if I told you a backup quarterback and you had some changes on your roster and you came out of September 2-2, even though the schedule said possible 4-0, you're alive and well. Well meaning you're coming off a loss and can get well against a really good team this weekend in the Chargers. So you win this one, you're right back saying, oh, yeah, we are a good football team. It only takes one to win. Look how they're talking about the 49ers, guys. I go in San Francisco, as you mentioned, I go in San Francisco every week. Last week, Kyle Shanahan, what's he doing? Why isn't he calling plays right? Jimmy, what in the hell's going on? Trey Lance is hurt. We can't generate offense. Last night on the show, they think they're the best team in the West. Fans do too. See, just like that because they dominated the Rams. So it can happen, and this is a good time to get right because this team's no slouch. They're getting ready to play.
Yeah, let's talk about this team, Sean, and how talented they are and what you think as a former quarterback looking at Justin Herbert and how much of a challenge he presents.
Dust, I'm telling you, man, when he came out of Oregon, and I know you saw him a bunch too. I mean, maybe people in the Pac-12 didn't see him enough, but I can remember talking to a few people that are considered experts in the business, and I saw him a lot because I'm a Pac-12 guy, right? And I think the thing that stuck out to me when he left school was accurate, smart, but he missed easy throws. Every time, like a curl route, he'd miss. You're like, what's missing? And you saw him run for three touchdowns at 6'6", 235 or 240 in a row. So you're thinking, man, the guy can play. But, and I remember one analyst, I'll leave his name out because I think he's great and he knows quarterbacks, but he had said on my show, he goes, you know what, we went through the draft, pre-draft, and he goes, I just almost feel like he needs a couple of years and needs to stay in California in a comfort zone for him. That was the, and he was right. I kind of agreed with him. Well, Tyrod Taylor, the rest is history. He's a better pro than he was in college, and you look at his numbers in college and say, damn. But I'm going to tell you what you're going to get. You're getting a guy who can throw it from the locker room to the parking lot and hit a car about 100 yards away, and I'm being a little bit hyperbolic, obviously, who can run like a guy that's half his size, who is a brilliant decision maker and processes information. And we usually think a big strong arm throwers is somewhat inaccurate at times. He doesn't miss many throws. If the window's a yard or more open, he's going to hit it. And he is a phenomenal. He's at a time when Allen and Mahomes and these guys, we got so many good ones at the top that he has risen so fast. His first couple seasons, and he doesn't even know how to play yet. And I mean that affectionately. Listen, he is as right now, when you're getting through five, you say, I want for the next 5 to 10 years. If you've gotten a number four and his name hasn't been mentioned, then I'm not watching the same game somebody else is. So he is a challenge. They've got receivers, even without Keenan Allen. They can run it, even though they need to run it more effectively. And he's a brilliant decision maker, only 3 years into his career. They've got a great future, and they are a challenge. I had them winning the AFC West this year, and I'm still going to stick with that, even though Kansas City's playing pretty good football.
Sean, with what you're saying about Justin Herbert, I think a lot of people have come around to your line of thinking on him. I'll ask you, how many quarterbacks in the NFL would you definitively take over him if we were having a league-wide redraft of quarterbacks?
Okay, well, what's the time frame? How long do I get? I mean, are we talking about like this year, or give me the time frame? 5 years, 3 years, 7 years? Because I'm still taking Aaron Rodgers over a lot of them, but in 5 years I'm not. For the next 3 years. So what, 5 years, 7 years?
Yeah, let's go about 5 years.
Okay, 5 years. Mahomes still has to be, and Allen are still at the top. I would probably take them, but I'd have to think about, I'd be thinking about it because I think about mobility for a guy his size, brilliant decision maker. What if he was with a different type of play caller? If he had Andy, and if you flip-flop him and Mahomes, what would happen? You know, I go through all these scenarios. Or Josh Allen, if he was in Buffalo and Josh was in L.A. with the Chargers, I think Lamar has got a special skill set. Joe Burrow, over the next 5 years where they are now, considering, there's no way he gets out of the out of the top five, and there's probably no way, considering what I parlay in beyond 5 years, he probably doesn't get out of my top three from what I've seen on the early returns in his career.
So
Mahomes and Allen right now, but if I was the third pick and you said you have to take Herbert, I would think I had every bit as chance as you for him to be a most valuable player and be just as good as your guys are.
All right, so I know you're a huge fan of Deshaun Watson. So if it came down to Watson or Herbert, who are you taking over the next 5 years?
Today I'm taking Herbert because I haven't seen Watson. I know how good he is. I watch him every day, and I've told you guys that a million times. Dust, I even told you that the last few years, that this is a special talent. Today, now when Deshaun gets back on, this is almost the asterisk by, let's see, because it's been a minute. It will have been almost 2 years since we throw a ball. He's going to be fine. It's not like it's 6 years out, and it's not because he was injured. So today it's Herbert. But if you're asking me, Sean, give me seven names over the next 5 years on the field, it'd be very hard-pressed for me not to put Watson in there as well. I think he's unique and special. But today it's got to be Herbert for obvious reasons. The numbers are there. They win. He's doing everything. Plus, he's present. He's on the field, and I've seen him the last couple of years. We'll have to revisit this at the end of this year and next year when Watson's playing full-time.
Sean, when you look at the Browns and you think about the record, we've probably talked about this before, but now they're 2-2 with seven more games, right, until Deshaun comes back. What do you think they have to be? I mean, do they have to be like 5-6? Could they 6-5? What's the number?
To be alive
when Deshaun comes back.
Yeah, fight chance the last 5 weeks of the season, games of the season, six games. Let's see if they are now. A lot of this, Dustin, and I know what you're saying, but a lot of it also we have to consider how's Baltimore or Cincinnati playing? How's the Broncos start to win more and play better offense? The Chargers and Chiefs. I start to look around the AFC and say, oh, well, is Miami still doing what they've been doing, playing good football? But just for them alone to, regardless of somebody else, I would think you have to be above 500. Because I believe teams like Baltimore are going to start to play better. I know what I'm getting in Buffalo. I know what I'm getting in Kansas City. I think I'm pretty sure what I'm getting in with the LA Chargers. So even though with seven teams, I do believe that they're going to have to have a fighting chance. Because if you're at 6-5 and you get Watson and you got to, now we got to let him get into the competitive mode. So let's say you win 4 of the last 5, that gets you to 10. I think it's going to take 10 to get in the playoffs this year. In the AFC, I do. So yeah. I would like to think maybe a game over 500, and you're within striking. If you're over 500, you are with that guy coming back and his playmaking skills, and he'll be hungry. I would, and then that running game you got, I would imagine that's put you in a real good position. If you're 4-7, that's a lot of things to expect, even from a great player like Watson to come back and get you on a roll in a pretty tough AFC.
Sean, we've had, thinking back to the Browns over the last week, we had a couple moments where we found ourselves questioning Kevin Stefanski's ideology on play calling. And there was a few goal line things early in downs, but the one that really cheesed some people off here was that on 4th-and-3 on the first drive of that Falcons game, he elected to pass with Jacoby Brissett. And so I'll ask you, in that moment, first drive of the game, 4th-and-3, do you let Jacoby Brissett try to put 7 on the board, or do you take the points? What's the right play in that situation to Sean Salisbury?
I would have kicked the field goal at 4th-and-3, and it wouldn't have mattered who the quarterback was. And that early in a football game, now all of a sudden you get a feel of momentum, or if in your mind you're thinking, if you're Stefanski, that early in a game, we're not going to be able to stop. They're going to go rush for 200 yards. Well, it was awfully early to think that, but if you have some feel and say it's going to take points to win, it ended up taking, what was the final score, 23-20, I think. It was, and they kicked some field goals on the other end. So I personally, at 4th-and-3 early, I want points. And I'm a guy, and Dustin, you know this from my philosophy, when in doubt, I want to put my foot on your throat. But I also know when you're playing against a team that you're supposed to beat, and maybe you're still waiting for your best football to be played, you got to take those points, in my opinion. Now, 4th-and-1 with Nick Chubb in the backfield, hell, forget running it. If I can't move the pile at 4th-and-1 or a couple downs inside there and move the pile, let one of the best backs in the league roll through there, back visiting in his home where he played his high school ball, then I need to check myself. So I always want to put the ball in my best player's hands and say we're going to move the pile. So 4th-and-1 different because a big fellow like Brissett's also got quarterback sneak at his disposal. 4th-and-3 in a game like that, I would take the points early. Now talk to me in the second half and let me see how the flow's going. I think people at times get greedy because you're playing into the momentum or you're questioning what's going to go on and you're just feeling it. Sometimes analytics don't work and sometimes they do. To me, you just got to trust the points and take them early. And I'm not a guy that likes to settle for field goals. In that situation, even beforehand, knowing it because I'm watching game, you got to kick. You got to kick that point. And I think Kevin knows that.
Sean, you brought it as you always do, buddy. We appreciate you. Talk to you next Wednesday.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for letting me be a part of it. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Thanks, good
Sean.
Man there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.